You guys ready? You feeling it? You still
over
feeling it
here,
now?
MTV getting undressed.
That's right.
I think he's still feeling it.
No worries. No stress. Hakuna Matata, I'm not your father. The baby is yours. I'm by a volcano. Might as well toss it in the lava.
Should we start what? This show, or should I not even bother?
You know what? You looking fruity, so let's go guava.
Well, eat this then. I forgot the little farts.
How come you're always such a fuzzy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Want no Raisin Bran? Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it.
Just eat it. Welcome to the Draft Podcast.
Oh, what a masterclass in songwriting right there.
Yeah. I can't believe this was the inspiration for Beat It.
Hey. You know, every big thing comes from a little thing, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Well.
Well.
It is Super Bowl time for him again. And you know what that means. It's time for our second annual versus
head to head. Those were
docking.
I believe this is our TDP Bowl 3.
Oh yeah, 3.
Oh shit. Okay. What was the first one?
Sly and
Sly and Arnie.
Yeah. Do we know who won?
Sly and Arnie. We did Leo and Pitt.
Did Sly win or did Arnie win?
Oh shit!
I think we
should have looked this up.
Here's the thing: I think we were so fucking confused about the point system that I don't know if the math was ever done right.
I think Arnold did.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know though.
I don't know. I don't know if Brad or Leo won now.
Yeah.
But what we will know. Very soon
is
a mic check. 1, 2. It's the Prince of the Pod coming through. Drop as many pods as these dude did hits in the bathtub, monkeying around with some bubbles and shit. Get out and dry off and griddle up some pancakes for the house. Game day, so I throw on my good purple blouse. If San Fran's in it, so I gotta show out, you know. Everyone look out, because here comes Debo. The game ushers in, and my homie's throwing cash dimes. But what we really gearing up is performance at halftime. Go back to a time they were alive. Superstar status since Jackson 5. So many legends, but two stand above. It's February, so we got to show them love. To the king of pop and the damn icon. If you in attendance, pop open Nikon. These dudes were on the same planet, but not the same reality. Not many ever will have the same immortality. Music that is timeless as Tony Storm. Asking for a camel at 3 a.m. was the norm. Promiscuous and golden like their name was Blanche. Do some weird shit like start the Neverland Ranch. Never want to grow up because they never got to grow up. Like Bruce Leroy when you see him every time they glow up. Coke and Pepsi of the music game. But if they went head-to-head, who would remain? Tune in now to see who snatches the crown back as we draft best songs. Prince versus Mike Jack.
Hell yes. That was fucking bars.
Hell yeah.
That's right. That's actually...
What are we doing?
We're doing Michael Jackson versus... the symbol formerly known as Prince.
Yeah, we're We're gonna give you a winner. So that way, when you're talking to your friends later, you can definitively say, this person is better than that person.
Yeah, right, exactly. This is
not subjective whatsoever.
This
not
is. At
all. No.
Yeah.
It is tough. It is tough.
Yeah.
On one side, we got a guy that's an entertainment icon in the most extreme way. And then we got a guy that gives you incredible entertainment, but also is a crazy musician and can do it all.
Yeah. I don't know which one you're talking about for either one of those.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's why this is such a good matchup.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are very similar in even like both had like very tapped into their feminine side as well. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what it is? I was just thinking about this.
What is it?
Michael Jackson gives you music that you give to your kids and they grow up with, right? And then they're ready for that first beer. So you pop open the Prince album and then take him into manhood.
That sounds pretty accurate, yeah. Prince is like...
It sounds accurate, but also, like, I would say you would take them into manhood somewhere else with Prince, you know? Be like, no. When you're laying your lady down, you put on some fucking Prince.
Yeah.
You put on that Purple Rain soundtrack.
It's that circle, yeah. Right? Because then you put on Prince to get the baby that you raise on Mike.
Yeah.
It's a fucking circle of life, man.
Yeah.
And
then when
hot ass bitch's husband held that baby up over the mountaintop.
Yeah. And then like when your kid is a little kid and their first fish dies and you have to play a certain song as you drop that fish into the toilet bowl.
Yep.
We'll get there.
We will.
I'm trying to find the original ones that we did, and I don't see them on our list here. Oh, here's Schwarzenegger versus Stallone.
I was going to say, they were both with Goshi. Or no.
Nope.
Last year was Wes.
Last year was just us.
Right? No, it was Wes in place of James.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it's not on here then.
That also kind of changes the list a bit, because...
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we might have to have a Super Bowl rematch.
15. Oh, man.
Because that's not definitive.
I'm pretty sure Arnold won.
It's not definitive without... Yeah, but see, here's what I feel like I remember happening with that. Is Stallone had so many, like... didn't he have a lot of big points early?
No, Arnold did. Arnold had
okay,
15.
It might have been the opposite
round.
Way then.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we have a point system that I forgot to...
Yeah, it's like 5-3 and then 1-1-1.
Oh, right. Oh, my God.
Okay, so. So last year we didn't do that. We did... And even this was the big argument on the first one, was... So for this, if it's a first round pick, it would be 7 points, and then 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then honorable mentions would be halves. Where on that one, I think I was doing my math, and then you were doing your math, and we had no idea. Like,
oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think last year we just did, like, it's the opposite. So if it's a first-round pick, it's worth 7 points.
Yeah.
The code is on the side here. Oh, originally we did the first round was 5, second round was 3, third, fourth, and fifth round were all 1 point.
Hmm. Yeah.
We should do that. We should do 7, 5, and 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
But...
Or you think that that doesn't work out?
I don't think that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just want to do the number pick it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the opposite.
Opposite.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I, so that way it's a little bit more weighted for a first-round pick.
I'm almost positive Arnie won. I'm just doing quick eye math here. I'm just, like, yeah, looking and seeing that I think that he won, and I'm pretty, like, 100% sure that he won.
Dude, you can arithmetic me.
Yeah. I'm doing eye math. Yeah. That's when you just look at math and you go, I think it's this. And then you don't, but you don't confirm. That's eye math.
Geometry.
Okay.
You can algae this bra.
Algae this bra. That sounds sexual.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Wait, is that like bra or bra?
You know.
You can, like,
both of them, like, from Cali.
Like bra. Algae this.
Okay. Right. James is putting in the point system as we speak.
There we go.
God, I like, even kind of throwing some sort of order. I have no order, and I'm going to go off my heart when it hits, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Oh, I don't have them in order either. I just wrote it all down.
Well, why don't I roll these balls up? Then we'll figure out that order, at least.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Ugh! These balls.
I know y'all be loving this shit right here.
I know y'all be loving this spin right here.
What if my internet just cut out again? like even my internet gives up.
Get it off with the stilt skin. Why? So you can take that pick and take it.
You can take that pick and take it.
I did it off with the stilt skin.
JabroniU.com.
That's it. We got a classic Jacksonville Department of Agriculture drop here.
Ooh, so
James, okay. Drew, Andy.
Oh man, we got a JDA up in the house. Uh-oh. Is your ears messing with you? Backwards that thing and adjust it.
Oh man, you're like on like a some kind of bar wavelength right now. You got bars just floating through the ether right in your dome.
I'm on, like, pogo stilts.
Yeah.
Or if you...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm already way up there, but I can also bounce on them motherfuckers.
Or you can flip it backward and describe it to me. Adjective.
Ooh. Oh, my God. I think this thing's over with.
I just clapped around the world. That was so good.
I think this podcast is over with now. Adjourned.
Oh, man.
All right. We got to go. We got to go before this gets any deeper.
Hold up. We don't want to subtract it because we got to add J.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah. We're moving on.
Yep. Well, I was trying to get out.
You got
to
add a J.
Yeah.
All right, so James is
not sure why, but yes,
it was a J, like, you know,
yeah,
smoking a J.
Am I smoking two J's or smoking two tiny dicks? Oh yeah.
I don't know. What are you smoking? What's the answer? What's the answer, Macho Man?
The answer is one tiny dick and one marijuana J. Oh, yeah.
It's a mixture.
Smoking the reefer, yeah. Smoking that tiny dick, yeah.
All right. I'm starting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, never mind.
What's wrong?
Never mind. No, I'll tell you later.
I have the first pick.
Yep.
Something wrong?
No. I'll tell you after.
I'd rather you not. I'd rather you tell me.
Nope.
All right. It's going to be a Michael Jackson song. 100%. Okay. And I think it's probably going to be... I think this is my favorite Michael Jackson song. Come on now.
Dude.
I thought this was going to be Drew's number one.
So, I will say, this is my favorite Michael Jackson song.
Is it really?
I wouldn't have taken it number one, just because.
Right.
I just didn't think, but like, I mean, I guess, you know, that's not what this is one's about. This is actually, if anything, more on personal. So that's a good pick.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, like this song is fucking amazing.
It's incredible. It's like powerful. Yeah. Fucking.
It goes into like his rock vibe.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Fucking A. I don't even know, like, what to say about it other than it's just, like, I don't know. I out of the two, I already have, like, a winner in my heart, and it's Michael Jackson.
Wow, you're just going to throw it out
there. I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to bet that Michael wins this.
Wow.
You know?
So.
So James is just not even picking anything.
No, that's not true. I do have Prince songs.
It's going to be interesting to see how it lays because I do think that if this was a draft of 200 songs, then all of a sudden, you know, you're going a different route.
Prince,
you know,
has some deep cuts, I would think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas
maybe a 200 song draft was a little extreme.
A little extreme.
But we get it. Yeah. We get the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Drew.
All right, I'm gonna stick with that same thing, and I'm gonna go with "Let's Go Crazy."
Oh shit!
Damn.
That's a great.
It's my favorite Prince song. So, that's where I'm going for sure.
And I love the opening.
Yes.
I love the opening to this fucking song.
So good.
Dear beloved.
We are gathered here today.
This is how the album starts. Mm-hmm. So this is what you walk into the album with, is this awesome, like, poetry shit.
Yeah.
The layers of his vocals.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be all right. Instead of asking the moment of your time, asking the moment of your mind, baby. Because in this life, things are much harder than the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. Bum, 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 bum.
I feel like this is definitely going to be the, I mean, at least for me anyway, this album is, there's going to be a lot of fucking Purple Rain songs being picked.
Yeah. It's 9 songs, all filler. That are all
Oh, Andy's for Michael Jackson too. Like, there's just a bunch of garbage on that purpose. This song, and then it's nothing but garbage.
I was gonna do an all thriller, no filler kind of thing. Oh god, yeah.
That's legit though. That's like a top Prince song for me too. Definitely, 100%.
Yeah.
So
James.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing something to start the draft.
Oh, what was I doing? What was I going to do?
You said, what did you say when you wanted to start the draft?
I'm going to play Eat It.
Eat It?
He said, he said, I'm going to start something. And then I was like, oh, fuck. because I want to be starting something.
Oh. I see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
You weren't on the clock yet, though, so I mean, I should deduct points, but.
All right, whatever.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, this is how Thriller kicks off with. So what's kind of cool is we got two of the greatest albums of all time, and we picked opening tracks on them.
Yeah, this is a great fucking song.
Like entering into an album with Let's Go Crazy, and then also with Wanna Be Starting Something. Come on.
Yeah. Oh fuck yeah. Man, the production value of these two fucking guys, like, I feel like it's never been matched. You know what I mean?
Well, and here's the other difference with them, right? So, like, Michael actually produced way more songs than people realize, because they'll be like, he was just an entertainer.
Yeah.
No, because he understood, like, what pitch to hit with certain beats, like, everything, the timing was just fucking on for him, right?
Yeah.
The difference is Michael would work with other teammates to create the best product that he was putting out.
Right.
Versus Prince was working with himself to create the best product for himself.
Yeah.
Regardless of what anybody fucking thought.
Yeah, exactly. And you both, I feel like both have merit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Both sides of that has merit.
Yeah.
And what you're saying about Michael Jackson and pitch and all that, like, I just fucking came across it today, just like scrolling through reels on Instagram. But it was, what was that song? Like the peace song with all the musicians.
We Are the World.
Yeah, We Are the World. It was like the recording of that in the video. And it's like Michael Jackson sings, and then it goes to Huey Lewis, and then it goes to Cyndi Lauper. And right when Huey Lewis and Cyndi Lauper start singing, you just see Michael Jackson's face go, like, what the fuck? Like, because their fucking voices crack and shit. Michael just sang it perfectly, and then it goes to Huey Lewis, and he, like, you hear Huey Lewis go like a, some kind of weird note or whatever, and Michael just looks at him.
Dude, Prince was supposed to be on that song.
Oh, really?
With Michael as, like, the main parts.
Yeah.
He no-showed it. And against his PR person's will or whatever, he went out to a nightclub that night.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was part of their beef that they had a little bit going back and forth. But also both of them kind of just thinking they were number ones, and they're so fucking out there in their own heads. That's why I said they live in their own reality.
Right, yeah.
They're out there in their heads that, of course, they're like, this person ain't shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But we think about it differently. Like, why can't you two just get along? But, like, they're legit, like, Magic and Bird.
Right, yeah.
From a music sense, you know?
Yeah. Fucking hell.
I don't know. But, yeah.
I like that.
I'm going to go with my number one Prince here. This isn't everybody's. It's fucking mine. It's my fucking list. Give me Sexy MF. Sexy Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I love Prince's swagger on this thing. And this is kind of what I'm talking about when I'm like, you know, growing up kind of shit. Like, want to be starting something, I can play like for my kid. Sexy Motherfucker, I can play for my kid. But I shouldn't, maybe. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Well, this is like the song you give him just before he goes to prom. You'd be like, hey, pop this on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because this one just gives you confidence, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sexy motherfucker.
It's got that funk, too.
That's all, dude. Tell me what you do. Tell me what you eat. I might cook for you.
See, it don't matter because it's all about me and you. I like that little, like, he's kind of dropping bars.
He is, yeah. He's almost rapping in a way. See, this ain't about sex. It's all about love. Being attracted to motherfucker. Hell yeah.
See, and he was doing this shit before other people were doing it. Like, yeah. Now Anderson .Paak does it so well.
Oh, yeah.
The effortless flip between, like, kind of rapping a little bit and then singing, right? Mm-hmm. People yeah. weren't really fucking doing this before Prince.
Fuck yeah.
You know?
That's legit. I love that pick.
Yeah. It's definitely a personal fave. Like I said, it gives me vibes of those like blaxploitation movies, but also like has extreme swagger on it and like soul with the funk. Like, I don't know, man. It's just, it's a perfect song for me.
Hell yeah. Fucking A.
Oh God. This is so hard. This is so damn hard. Ah.
Yeah. I'm already like,
you're already sweating. The
sweats in the second round. Just because there's shit I don't want to give up. You know, I'll go with the namesake of the album. I'll go Purple Rain.
Ah, oh, fuck. And this is the single best live song ever played
yeah.
in Super Bowl history.
Oh my god,
that is a fact.
Prince's,
because dude, he had fucking like God is his like stage engineer.
yeah.
Right? Like,
dude, Prince at the Super Bowl was like, it was like a top moment in my life, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even like a huge Prince fan. Like, I didn't really know a lot about Prince when he did the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I mean, I knew, of course, you know, everybody knows like the Purple Rain album, but like, I didn't play, and it wasn't played a lot in my house or whatever, you know, like I didn't have family that played it. And like, when I saw him up on stage, just fucking making love to that guitar, like, my God, it was amazing.
Dude, like, the guitar was his penis through the,
exactly,
like the...
dude. He was, that guitar was his sexy motherfucker.
Like, oh, God, that wavy-ass, like, curtain.
Yeah.
It was see-through, and he just had his, like, cymbal guitar.
Yeah, oh, my God.
His penis, and he's, like, thrusting it.
Dude.
And I was like, this is amazing.
Right when I saw that was when I came up with this guy fucks. And then, no.
Oh man, and go. It raining,
yeah,
while he's singing Purple Rain, like, it is ridiculous,
dude.
Just like the way it's like, there's like this desperation to this song,
yeah,
especially like at the end where he's just yelling Purple Rain,
yeah,
like. Like, this is, like, this song, like, it makes me want to cry to it, even though I'm not sad. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you just want to be like, you want to be in the moment and just crying, like, yes, why did our friendship have to end?
Well, it's funny, because Prince will make me want to do that, like, drop to my knees and, like, open my shirt and, like, act like I'm singing.
Yeah.
You know, in the shower or whatever, and act like the rain's coming down on me.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, with Mike Jack, I'm just fucking, like, you know, hitting some moves, grabbing my nuts, saying, come here. And with Prince, I'm, like, yearning, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking A. All right. I didn't get that one written down. What was your pick again, Drew? What was it?
Purple Rain?
Purple Rain.
Can we just listen to it? Six. All right. Well, I'm going to go back to MJ.
Okay.
And this is probably my second favorite Michael Jackson song.
Okay.
And here we go. You'll know it.
Can't wait.
Get enough people when the first stop. Don't stop till you get enough.
man. Come on. Come on. Disco Mike Jackson? Come on. It's like, I don't know if it doesn't really get much better.
No.
I love it so much. I won't stop because I've never gotten enough.
Yeah. My kid fucking loves Mike Jack.
Does he?
This one.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Jack loves kids, so it's perfect.
Hey. You know? Hey, I had a deep little line in there. Never want to grow up because they never got to grow up.
Yeah. That's good. That's deep, that's man. Legit. That is deep.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Damn shame.
All right, I've had enough.
You know they were both born in, like, the same year?
Were they?
Yeah. And they both had, like, their, like, debut, like, single albums. Obviously, Mike Jack had Jack's 5. But, like, they both had their, like, debut albums, like, within a year of each other.
Holy shit. This is a really good versus then. This is, like, super good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to...
Music's Pac versus Biggie.
I got to get my Prince in.
Did you say music's?
I said pop music's.
Oh.
That would be weird. All right, what are you rocking, James?
I think I'm going to have to go with... I like that they're partying like it's 1999, but like it's way past 1999 now. But this song still goes on, and I want to go back and party like it's 1999.
And he released it way before 1999.
Oh, yeah. That was like it had to be 80s song, right?
It is kind of a weird thing, right? It leads up to it. You're like just waiting for 1999.
Yeah.
1999 happens. You're like, it's the fucking year. And then now you're doing it, and you're like going back in time like it's 1999.
I want to go back to that year.
Experience the whole like trajectory.
It's like it's like Fergie Ferg in that Boom Boom Pow song, when she's like Boom Boom Pow. These chickens jacking my style. They try to copy my swagger, but I'm on that next shit now. You're so 2000 and late. I'm so 3008.
Oh, so now we gotta wait to do it.
Yeah, she did like a was like we'll never hit 3008. We don't even know what the fuck that is.
Well, at least 3 years before that, we'll get to rock out the Childish Gambino.
Hell yeah. I was about to say, we'll get 3008.
Hell yeah.
Hold up.
This is the ultimate party song.
Yeah.
How did he know that 1999 was going to be such a badass year?
Oh, dude. Exactly. How did he know? How did he know that we were going to be bumping Limp Bizkit in 1999?
He would...
Prince walks so Fred could run.
God damn it. I'm gonna just trade in that pair of boxers right now.
I need that on a shirt. Prince walked so Fred could run.
I was gonna say it's because Prince was a computer programmer and he knew that he knew that the world was going to end because of the whole 19. There was
Y2K.
Yeah, Y2K.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's like, I only said it for 19. It's going to fuck up everything.
That is interesting that Prince like knew that 1999 was going to be a fucking wild year. It was into 2000, you know?
Yeah.
I mean...
But what if Prince is like...
We people like our fucking round numbers, so...
Yeah. But what if... What if, like, because AI is so popular now, what if Prince was an AI that came to life and then, like, figured out how to go back in time and then just fucking did a bunch of shit that he knew. Yeah, I mean, he just knew.
Yeah. He's like, this is going to piss the parents off.
He's like, Batman is going to be one of the biggest movies of all time with Tim Burton directing. He's like, I'm going to be on that fucking soundtrack.
I'm going to be that you know? Whole soundtrack.
Yes.
That soundtrack is me, and I am that soundtrack. That's my prince.
I felt like he was here with us for a minute. Resurrected. All right, Drew.
Wait, what was your picks?
1999 Party.
What was before that?
Don't Stop Taking Enough, Michael Jackson.
Click that out of the way here. All right.
I don't know if either one covered We Didn't Start the Fire, Drew. So go with another pick.
All right. I'll go with another pick. That's definitely what I was going to pick next.
Did you say picnic?
Yeah. I was going to picnic.
Ooh, best Knicks.
Billie Jean.
Oh, shit.
That's where I was going to go. That's where I was going to go with Want to Be Starting Something. And I went, you know, the joke thing. But Billie Jean, that fucking riff, man.
Oh, my God.
So damn good.
Just got to hear those drums come in.
Baseline.
I know, dude. God. I love it when
this will make a flat ass chick twerk.
Yeah, it will.
It'll bounce. I ain't even got nothing to bounce.
Like, I don't even care.
Dude, listening into it in headphones is like a whole nother experience.
It really is.
People always told me, be careful what you do.
Don't go around breaking young girls' doors.
Like, that was a good pick. I kind of
thanks.
I kind of wish I had that now.
I do too. I do too.
Damn.
I mean, how much do you wish you had it?
Oh. I don't know.
All right.
Guess we'll see as we get closer to the end.
I bucketh extremely hard with New Jack Swing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a time period.
We do know that you fucketh with New Jack Swing.
That's right. I had to make it sound prop. So there was a time he left old QJ, Quincy Jones, and he picked up one of the hottest dudes in the game at that time that made a 7-year sound the most amazing thing I had experienced. And I'm talking about old New Jack Swing and Teddy Riley. So I'm going to go with probably his biggest New Jack Swing song from the album Dangerous. I'm going to go Remember the Time.
Oh, fuck. Mm. That is a fucking great
pick.
And music video, everything.
Dude, that was a whole fucking movie in a music video.
Oh, my
God. Eddie Murphy in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Elvis's daughter.
Dude.
Can't think of her name.
Lisa Marie.
There
Lisa.
You go.
Yeah.
Presley is her last name. I don't know if you know.
The fucking.
Yes.
The movie style cinema that we got from Michael Jackson videos was pretty insane.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I know. Actually, both these guys really.
I remember, like it was. I remember they were also like events, like especially like in the older years. They were like, it would be like Michael Jackson's dropping a music video in a month. Like, Oh, yeah. It would be like on the news. Yeah. Like
people would fucking definitely discuss that shit way up front.
Like I feel, and if I'm not mistaken, like it would be done. Like it wasn't like MTV. Like this would be. It would be like NBC dropping it. At, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like. I feel like the another one
then
I remember
it
as a,
like MTV with the world premieres.
Yeah. But I feel like the one, like there's another one that's fucking cinematic as hell where I feel like that was on like, I want to say that like it debuted on regular TV.
Like Moonwalker, I feel like debuted on regular TV.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I watched that when I was like, I'll turn this off. I feel like I watched that like on ABC or something when it was like brand new.
Hear that new jack swing with the drum pattern and the synths and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This Dangerous album was like, it would be in my CD player for like just months. And it would be the only thing I would listen to.
So fucking good.
Yeah. People are going to hate me singing Michael, turning Michael Jackson songs off. Why am I even doing it when he's doing it? You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm going back to Leo from last year.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because there was this movie called Romeo and Juliet.
Ooh.
And there was a song from there that I fucking fell in love with and played literally daily as soon as I could get my hands on it. So I have to go this.
Mm-hmm.
When Doves Cry.
Oh, fuck. It's a great song.
Dude. This song just like blew my fucking, like it was one of those time frames I remember hearing it. And then just like blew my fucking socks off. And I was like, oh my God, I just have to keep hearing this over and over again.
Yeah.
This was one of those moments for me.
I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this? Dream of a Concordia. An ocean of violets in bloom.
What are we? Is this the third round? Fourth round?
Fourth.
Three songs from one album?
Yeah. Here, we need to hear this part.
This speaks to how good it is.
There it is. This also gave me vibes from like Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
So I really loved it even more.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. This is
so fucking good.
It's perfection. It really is. And both of these dudes' ad-lib game was crazy when I don't think ad-libs were happening that often back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was mainly just Mad Libs.
Exactly. But, like, remember the time if you go to the end, Mike's doing some crazy stuff. And when Doves Cry, you hear Prince just adding that in here and there. Like,
yeah.
Their ad-lib game's on point.
Fucking A. All right, Drew. Why don't you ad-lib us the next pick?
Okay. All right.
Ladies, you know, take your speakers, flip them over.
Do that, ladies, because all I want
Brumsky.
Here comes little Kiki.
Yes. Because all I want to do is for you to sit on your speakers and your kiss.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, man, I'm just my freaking thighs are dancing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not even moving.
It's just twitching.
Yeah, man. That's my favorite Prince voice right there.
So fucking good.
Oh.
God damn.
Those are going to be if I ever get married, that's going to be my vows.
Oh, I love that, actually. That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great fucking song.
Oh, God. That one hurt. God, I love that one more right now. Even though that song's fucking amazing.
That's a feeling with drafting is so many times you're like, God damn it, I
I wish I would have fucking picked that one.
Okay.
Fuck, I just realized I feel like all the guests. I completely forgot about Raven Sheedy.
Oh.
It's all right. I got two.
I got to pick. Yeah, you can have one of mine. I took my kid to the soccer game.
All right. I think we've gone long enough without drafting Smooth Criminal. It's time. It's about that time.
Dude, this isn't an alien ant farm draft.
Dude. This song is so good, they made Alien Ant Farm good. It let Alien Ant Farm have big hit.
That's so true.
Because what else did Alien Ant Farm do? I don't know. I don't even know another song from them other than that remake.
That's all I know.
Yeah. And the music video for this song and the part in fucking Moonwalker when this song pops in. God damn. Come on.
Nobody could dance. Once they hit this.
Dude, with the hat. Anytime, when Michael incorporated the hat, just in the moves, and the fucking tilt down and just everything. God damn. It was so fucking perfect.
And I do that when, Andy, are you okay? So.
Andy, are you okay?
Are you okay, Andy?
Well, I think it's about time.
There's only three voices that can go together, right? Only one voice could be mentioned with Prince and Michael Jackson.
That's right. And I think here it is.
There's a raven. Oh, there's a sheedy.
Dude, I love his little quiet
dress on, it's you. If it's splendid or it blows.
Dude, so Prince would be weeping right now.
So sheedy. No.
This is the guy who will make the dove cry.
When his guitar weeps, you know what I'm saying?
That's something completely different altogether.
I'll jump us off since I got two.
Yeah.
One of them super dope, super awesome for me and James as big time Magic fans. Magic got an all-star, baby. Paolo Banchero, all-star.
Hell yes. We just got through P5.
Yeah. That's true. You took P5. I fucked up because I was the only one that didn't take P5.
I took an MJ5.
And I'm now kicking myself. Jeez. But, yeah, P5, man. Paolo Banchero, super fucking dope. He made the All-Star. Like, we all fucking love him as Orlando Magic fans. And this is so different because this is like when Dwight made it, when Tracy made it, when Shaq and Penny made it.
Yeah.
Like, the dude's on starting his trajectory of his career. This isn't like Vucevic making it and you're like, that's the pinnacle of his career. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
yeah.
He wins a title, but for an individual thing. For Paolo, this is like his bottom line.
You know? This is
and
the beginning.
So fucking exciting.
And
because we haven't had it for so long.
Yeah. And this is like something that this is one of his bucket list items. Like he's already achieved like one of his exact things he wants to achieve. You know what I mean? So it's only up from here.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you guys how much, like the thing that I do most outside of work and think about this pod and research and all that kind of stuff, is watch Orlando Magic games. I watch every single fucking Magic game.
Yeah.
And if I can't see it live, I will play it back. And like, I don't know. This is so fun for me.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had this much fun like watching a player in a while. So
I watch as many games as I can and anytime I miss a game I go to YouTube and I watch the highlight reel every single time.
Yeah.
So
pretty fucking dope. But the TV show I want to talk about that I need you guys to watch. I fucking need you guys to watch this. It's so amazing. It's going to be in contention for my show of the year. Mm. The end of the year. The Brother's Son on Netflix.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. Michelle Yeoh is Mama's son. Then there's like two brothers. One of them is basically doesn't know about like the actual family business back in Taipei. And then the other one's like a fucking badass. It's like an action comedy, like drama thriller type thing, whatever.
Is this the one that you sent in the group chat? And you're like, yes. Wes, you'll love this. And then Wes is like, I already watched the whole damn thing. Yes. Hell yeah.
Yeah, because it also kind of feels like a movie, even though it's TV, similar to like how Barry felt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To me, this is that same type of thing. Where it doesn't feel as much like TV, even though like the comedy parts are so fucking awesome with like the younger brother that has no idea of the life that his family has been involved in.
Yeah.
Until he physically sees it. You know what I'm saying? It's must see. It's like there's one show you need to fucking watch right now. This is the one.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And if there's two shows you need to watch, you also need to watch season 12 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm.
Oh, yeah?
It's out now. Yeah, I watched the first episode, and it's fucking funny as fuck. I'm not gonna say anything because I don't want to ruin any jokes, but goddamn, it's fucking funny. I swear to God, the later seasons of Curb are so fucking funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably like, I mean, we might not last another year, so we might as well just do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah, yeah.
God, because I feel like this isn't a spoiler, but like, because it's an older season now, but like, like you're saying, like the last couple seasons, like the one where he wore the fucking MAGA hat just so people would fucking leave him alone.
So funny, dude. I think, is that the same one where he opened the Spite restaurant? The Spite coffee shop?
Oh, I think that season it was. Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. It's like one of the best seasons of all time. So funny. Dude,
yeah.
Oh,
man. The fucking... Oh. The pee only toilets or whatever.
I'm also thinking now of Crip My Enthusiasm. Have you ever heard that? From Snoop?
No.
It's the Curb Your Enthusiasm beat behind it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Find it and see if you can play a little bit of it. It's just, it's fucking, it's fantastic. Snoop over the Curb Your Enthusiasm beat.
Here it is.
Another episode of A Doggy Dog Tale. You know me well. You know I'm coming by the smell. I'm here when you see the weed smoke in the air. Party people wave your hands like you just don't care. Crip your enthusiasm.
Oh my god, I have never heard this before. Pen and paper, money maker, let this is run. Goddamn amazing.
This nigga born ready, serve a nigga either with the pen or off the
head. This nigga flow is dead. Where we at? Right here. Snoop. Oh my god.
This is so hard.
Oh my god, who would have thought I'd find an amazing Snoop Dogg song in the Prince versus Michael Jackson draft? Yeah, that's fucking amazing. I'm adding it to a playlist right now. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyways, Curb.
Drew? Yeah, man. I got fucking nothing.
All right. Well,
it was one of those weeks, man.
Yeah.
You just wanted to.
Oh, yeah. You know, I will say, you know, for the enthusiasts out there, MLB just dropped their spring training hats and they're fucking cool as hell. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, the colors, they went away from the mesh.
Yeah.
People were done with the mesh BP.
Yeah, I saw one thing. They're talking about it. Like, yeah, they went away from the trucker hat, so no more sunburns like this. And they showed, like, somebody with the fucking, the hex fucking sunburn. Like, yeah, that'll happen when you fucking play baseball in Arizona and Florida. Yeah, they're cool, and I like the fact that everybody used their like secondary colors for the most part, so, and logos for that matter.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Do you like the feeling of being slightly hot on your leather couch without your shirt on, and then you feel the leather peel off of your skin as you like get up?
No, actually, I hate that.
You hate that?
Yeah, I can't deal with that. I have to, if it's a leather type of couch, I have to have a shirt on, some type of clothing.
I like that feeling.
You do like it?
Yeah. I like the sound it makes, mainly.
I don't like the first lay against.
Like Velcro?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But like smooth.
It's like slippery Velcro, yeah.
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 A nice slippery Velcro? Come on now.
We need to invent that now. Slippery Velcro. It's Velcro that just doesn't quite stick, but it peels off real nice.
I need to find a YouTube edit, 1 hour of slippery Velcro.
Oh, shit. Do you like that, Drew?
No.
Do you go naked on your leather couches?
No.
No? Yeah, I don't either.
Like the fit, like, but you know the sound I'm talking about?
I know exactly the sound you're talking about.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's slippery Velcro. Everybody gets it.
Dude, you know? SV? Come on now.
Special victims unit? Slippery Velcro unit?
I'd be in the SVU.
Fucking A. You know who else is in the SVU? I am really glad that this song came back to me because this is definitely a top Prince song for me, and I'm glad nobody took it. And it's also from the Purple Rain album. And I'm going with I would die for you.
Oh.
Yes.
These vocals, man.
I love
this. This is fucking montage music, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Plus, like, this dude was text talking in the 80s.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, speaking of which, guys, I don't know if you guys have gone through it at all, but it's weird to me that Vince McMahon texts you for when he wants to say you.
The letter U?
Yes.
Yeah, like short text. Like he doesn't have time to spell out the three letters.
Yeah.
That is a little bit weird.
That is weird.
Like I'm reading this fucking thing, like the submission and all that, and I'm like, I say this with complete jest, but that was the most disturbing thing.
Out of everything that happened, uses the letter U.
Because honestly, I just assumed he was doing those things. So it wasn't that big of a shock to me. I was like, yeah, I assume that Vince McMahon is shitting on a girl and making her fucking sit in it while his friends take turns on her. Like, that makes sense to me. What doesn't make sense is him using the fucking letter U to say you.
What is he, Gen Z? Exactly. Like 14 years old?
He's just not some judge that's a fucking grammar stickler. It's like, you know what? I've had enough. All the other shit.
It reminds me, remember that scene in fucking Brooklyn Nine-Nine when Holt just goes off about the fucking words can just mean anything and nobody gives a shit about it, or nobody cares about etymology, and it just cuts to him like drinking water. He's like, I guess it was a trigger for me. That's the judge.
Oh man. Don't judge us, Joe Brown.
You know what I thought about the moment that I read the thing about Vince shitting on the girl? Was I just thought about the movie No Holds Barred when Hulk Hogan lifts the dude up.
Zach and Mary.
Dookie?
Yeah, you look, what's that smell? Dookie!
Oh, man.
I wish Hulk was the guy in the room, because I would hope that he would pull that line out.
I like to think he was watching Zach and Mary and he's like, you know what? I'd like to try that.
Johnny, get in here.
What a fucking lunatic, though, by the way. Fucking Vince McMahon. Yeah. What a fucking
just
lunatic.
Because of the U thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's a... Did you see Donald Trump put something out about his fucking all these court cases that he's in, and he says... He wrote that the court cases are ludicrous, but he spelled it like Luna, like the like rapper the Ludacris. Rapper?
Yeah.
That shit, I was like, ludicrous, if he doesn't jump on that and be like, fuck, just, oh my God, these fucking people.
Luna's like, first cat's coming after me, now you are?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, Drew.
Well, you know, you said Zach and Miri, and that makes me think of Kevin Smith. And do I think of Kevin Smith when I hear this song anymore. Mainly Rosario Dawson, but also Kevin Smith. ABC.
Oh, shit.
This is, that's where my mind goes whenever I hear this song now.
It's the first J5 song. We've had P5, but not J5, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I thought you were going a different way.
No.
Oh. Because
yeah, I know what
Smith
you're talking
had
about.
A Prince story.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That was my 3 a.m. camel reference.
Oh, okay.
That's a. Man, I really want to rewatch You Meet with Kevin Smith.
I do too, actually. Now that, Especially
I feel
after...
like it's come up a couple times recently, and it's...
Yeah. Dude, as far as comedy specials go, it really is like a top comedy special of all time. Yeah, especially the first one. Like, the first one has the absolute best fucking stories. And, like, Kevin just sweating on stage. And I loved every second of it, dude. I fucking love it.
Yeah. Dude, and, like, some of the Q&A stuff were, like, did you use anything from real life in your stories? Like, yeah, this one time, me and my friends were getting chased by a poop monster.
His name was Vince.
ABC is such a fire ass song.
It's so fucking good. Especially OPP, you know.
I gotta go with this. This was. We talk about Prince's halftime, but we gotta talk about Michael Jackson's halftime. Mm-hmm. It was. It blew my fucking mind as like an 11-year-old. And I remember being like, how did he get from the top of the stadium to the stage that quick? Because he popped up, but there was a dude dressed like him or whatever at the top of the stadium, right? Or a video from her, whatever. And then all of a sudden they go to the stage and he pops up and I'm like, this dude's magical. That's what I felt like.
Yeah.
And the song that he came in on also is that new Jack vibe. I'm going Jam.
Oh, fuck yes. This is definitely a top Michael Jackson song for me.
Yeah, it's there's something about it. Also, like, it makes me feel like I'm a huge basketball fan too. So it makes me feel like I'm watching some sort of basketball video.
Yeah.
In my head, like.
When Heavy D pops in.
Dude, the combination of all of it is just like,
yeah,
it's my ultimate like Michael song, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's the first song on Dangerous.
Yeah. Leads off, and that's what he led off with at the Super Bowl.
Do we want to listen to the skit in the beginning?
I mean, I don't care.
Oh, I guess they don't do it. I thought they had the skit in the album.
There's another song that has the skit. Cleaning My Room or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different song.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
But with the Jam... Oh, is that Black or... Oh, it's my bad.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it.
Fuck. But I thought the video... put that in front of this song. I swear, like, my brain put that together.
Yeah, I don't know.
You crazy.
Maybe. This one also is like, when he's performing Jam, like, you're getting the hardest fucking dance moves ever.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, this one makes me feel like a lot of that fuck you energy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Man.
I'm going to go over to my man P now. And I'm
Jam, Jam. Here comes the man Hot Damn.
I love that shit so much. I'm going to go with probably an underrated one. I have like a favorite that I'm not going to pick just because it's another dude that comes on the song, but I am going to get it in HMs. But I'm going to go with one of his more underrated songs, in my opinion. I fucking love this album. I know the movie didn't have the same impact as Purple Rain, but Graffiti Junction, that soundtrack for me is fucking fire. So give me Thieves in the Temple.
Oh, Prince. Yeah.
Yeah. This is so underrated to me, like, because the movie itself kind of flopped, and didn't do like what Purple Rain did, right? Yeah. People forget about this album and sleep on it. Now, granted, the man's got over 40 studio albums, not counting all of his other shit. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, all this shit in the vault that Kevin Smith talked about too. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, it's so crazy. That man was like not going to the club. He was just making fucking music, you know?
Yeah. He's like, club don't have Prince. Just as long as I hurt you.
Man, I wish I could remember who told the story. But I remember hearing, maybe it was on the Fly on the Wall. But they were talking about I think it was the SNL 40 after party.
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon maybe told the story.
Okay,
I
yeah.
Like I heard it from him. Like,
or like, he just like gets on stage, like everybody else is like, all these other musicians are playing, and then he gets on and they all just kind of stop.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
just
yeah.
let Prince.
Yeah, everybody who was, because I feel like I have actually heard multiple people tell the story yeah. about that, and every yeah. time they always go to like, Prince went on stage and fucking sang. And it was like, yeah. it was like fucking, we were all doves crying.
Yeah.
It's gotta be the craziest thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Oh, God. This draft is so fucking difficult for me because my mind changes whenever the pick comes to me.
Yeah. All right, Drew.
Wait, how many picks do I have left? Two?
You have two picks. Well, this one and, yeah, one more after this.
That sucks.
Yeah.
you were worried about not having enough.
I know. Well, what's crazy is, like, especially with the Michael Jackson ones, like, there are fucking huge songs that aren't even picked yet.
I know.
I think I like this song better than all those other ones, but God damn.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to go Diamonds and Pearls.
Oh, shit.
By Prince.
That is a fucking amazing fucking song.
Yeah. You know what? This is kind of weird that I'm thinking mm-hmm. about this, but I always like the smell of white diamonds. The perfume.
Oh.
Oh.
Like you're just, going to jewelry Taylor? Stores and smelling the
it
fucking rock.
It is Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah,
that shit slaps, man. I think it might have been an old lady perfume, but I was yeah. like, this is fucking amazing.
Wasn't she like Michael Jackson's hero, Elizabeth Taylor?
Probably.
See, there we go.
She's the one. I believe she's the one who coined the phrase "King of Pop."
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Fucking A.
Man, I kind of, because I don't remember, but I really want to smell some white diamonds now.
Just go to a local Marshall's.
Yeah, I know.
This is a fucking amazing song. This is another one that I would like to...
Dude, this is absolutely a lovemaking song.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
Dude, you could sex to Prince so good.
Yeah.
I feel like Prince would add to your game.
Yeah, you could definitely sex to Prince so good.
Yeah.
I just feel like Prince would add like an extra like mustard to your thrust. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd just give you that little extra mustard.
Hey, let me tell you something. Prince will add the yo in you.
little thrust muster. You know?
Thrust muster?
Get a little thruster in your muster, you know?
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, you squeeze the bottle of mustard, it gets on there, and that's, like, your lubrication.
Yeah, thrust mustard.
Thrust mustard.
Yeah. That's, well, that's a...
Thrust mustard?
Yeah. Yeah, Drew wouldn't like that.
Hey, honey, Dijon.
Oh, shit.
Honey, the Dijon?
Drew would probably be happy with some Dijon, though.
I would. We fucking had this conversation the other day. I've learned to love it.
Is that your go-to chicken nugget dipping sauce?
What, Dijon?
Like that, yeah. That
like, honey mustard, probably.
Okay, mine's sweet and sour. Mm.
But for the most part, dude, I just don't use a lot of sauce when it comes to that shit.
You don't need it.
Don't need it.
Don't need it.
Give me that McNugget, just raw. Just fucking toss it up in the air and catch it in my mouth.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
Nugget in my mouth, nugget in my mouth. Yeah.
Fucking barbecue thing still in the bag. Man, it's like they're always like, what kind of sauce? I'm like, pick it. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's staying in the bag.
I'm about to.
I might dip my fries in it later.
I'm about to take another Michael Jackson song that probably isn't even like the top on everyone's mind right now after everything that's already out there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just, God, I mean, I'm just picking my fade. I'm going with what I love. And I fucking love this goddamn song from the album Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel.
Oh.
I know, Andy kept saying it like two picks ago. It's like,
oh,
man, this one, The Way It Makes Me Feel.
Yeah, I did.
That's where I think Bad might be my favorite Michael album.
I you know, it's fucking legit.
Yeah,
it's really tough for me. Earlier, Bad and Dangerous are all off
they're
the walls. So, even fire.
They're off the walls, so good.
This is tough. Right.
Hell yeah, that song makes me feel good. And it does have like a little way about it that makes me
feel
good.
That is the way you make you feel.
Yeah. That's the way it makes me feel for sure.
Does it really turn you on?
Yeah. Most definitely.
You?
Yeah.
Just the letter U.
Yeah, I put the yo in you, you know?
That's a bar. That still slaps.
All right. I'll give Prince like a single point here at the bottom, you know, I'll give him a little fucking break here.
Wait, is this your first Prince song?
No. I feel like I did a pretty good job of,
he's got a couple Princes.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to go with, this is a song that I grew to appreciate later in life, but I really just like, I don't know. I feel like I heard this song and I just fucking fell in love with it. And I didn't hear it until, like, I was probably in my 30s by the time I heard this song, which is kind of crazy because it's very popular. But I'm telling you, man, Prince has eluded me, and I feel bad about that. But there's a lot.
I feel like it's Pac and Biggie a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you grow up with Pac, and it, for whatever reason, it just works when it's younger.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you grow to appreciate the music, and then all of a sudden you get into Biggie and you're like, holy shit.
That's exactly my experience. I was a Pac guy when I was a kid, and yeah. I've grown to appreciate Biggie in the last fucking 10 years, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Now that you've learned how to fuck.
That's right. Exactly.
Exactly.
I barely know how to do that, but that's what we'll say. But I'm gonna go
listen to Biggie.
I'm gonna go with Raspberry Beret.
Yes.
You started with Juicy and then you went to Kiss.
Well, yeah.
Close
I think I love her.
That's such a good ass song, man.
Fucking
damn.
So good. All right, Drew.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this at 7 is fucking insane. I feel like any other group of guys might have had this number one.
Yeah.
Give me Thriller.
It's on my shirt.
Especially with, it being, like, voted the greatest fucking music video of all time.
Yep. And the greatest Halloween song, in my opinion.
Yeah.
See, that's why I didn't pick it, because it really is mostly a song that I just play at Halloween. It's become a Halloween song to me.
Has it become the Mariah Carey's Christmas?
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Yeah. I get it. I will say, though, you throw on the music video and, like, you're like, oh, man. You're just in awe every time you throw it on, you know?
Yeah.
Good old Vinny Price.
Oh.
One Vince that wasn't a fucking creep.
You got that badass dance. Like...
Yeah, creepy in the right way.
Exactly. I will say, though, that the beat is fucking amazing.
I could never hear the song enough, too. Like, if I hear it 4 times at, like, a Halloween party,
yeah,
every time it hits. Whereas that's not always the case with every song, you know?
I agree, yeah, I agree. Like, you're not going to listen to Monster Mash 4 times in a row, you know?
You might if you're in Disney and they're just replaying it.
I think Scrump's about to fight you right now, game.
Oh, yeah?
fucking with some Bobby Boris Pickett.
Yeah, you can't fuck with him.
My bad. Sorry, Scrump.
I mean, he's alive. Michael Jackson isn't, so who's better?
I saw something about the Monster Mash song. And it was about how the song isn't the song. It's about monsters dancing to the song. Like, it's a song about
song. Yeah, it's a tribute to the song. It's like tribute. Yeah, by
exactly. Yeah. But then I saw, like, there was, like, a... Whatever video...
Monster Mash song. It's just a tribute.
Yeah. Whatever I was watching, though, they wrote the actual... Or maybe they had AI write what the Monster Mash song was. Like, whatever the song they were listening to. Yeah.
Oh, man. This is so... So, I want to go with another one, but I picked it on our Fuck You draft. So, I'm going to leave that out there because I've already talked about it. I got to go with one of the dopest songs of all time.
Okay.
Always makes me feel good. I got to go... P-Y-T.
Oh, pretty fucking A. I love that goddamn song.
Dude. This is so hard. Like, it's ridiculous, the songs we've left off.
I know.
But... Oh, those synths.
So fucking good.
And they got that, like, computer love, like, thing.
Yeah. It's like a little fucking Doogie Howser in the background.
Oh, it's so fucking good. Oh, fuck. this draft.
And then you get the Wale 30 years later.
Yeah.
Oh. Also a dope-ass version.
It is.
All right.
That's better than a motherfucker.
All right. I'm going to go with the song, James, that I'll play from the Honorables.
Okay.
Is one of my favorite Prince songs. However, he's not necessarily the lead on it. Tevin Campbell is. But it's New Jack Heaven for me. It's like that comfort thing. And it's Round and Round. That one is probably my favorite Prince song, but again, since it's kind of Tevin Campbell and Prince, like,
yeah,
I didn't necessarily want to put it on the list. But that'll be my first one. Second one I'll go with is Party Man from Prince. And the third one...
I was wondering which one would get picked from that.
Yeah. Third one I'll go with fucking... give me Rock With You.
Oh, I wanna rock with you. Oh, no. I'm trying to... For whatever reason, my fucking... This happens from time to time where my iTunes just stops searching for some reason.
It's lost in the music. I get it.
Maybe I need to switch to Spotify, iTunes. Maybe that'll make you fucking load, huh?
Oh. Huh?
What do you think?
It just goes.
let me try to shut it down and open it back up.
Siri pops up and says, I'm sorry, James.
See, this is what I got to do. I got to close it and fucking open it back up.
And then bam, there it is. Yeah. Right in your face. Also from Graffiti Junction. I'm telling you. Get Thieves in the Temple and you get Round and Round. Like, what is that? Oh, I saw something weird in the corner of your screen.
Oh, the cat.
And I got thrown off. Yeah, but it looked like a gonzo, like dick nose.
It's just some pussy.
Oh, why is there two of them? What's going on? Oh, maybe it's just the shadow.
It's the shadow.
Oh, wow. That was crazy.
Here we go.
God, let's hope this dry erase board stays up. I just put it back up.
Oh, man. That cat is asking for a little something.
I know.
Like how you say Graffiti Junction. It's Graffiti Bridge. I'm sitting there typing.
Graffiti Bridge, whatever.
I'm sitting there typing Graffiti Junction and nothing's popping up. And I'm
saying
like,
Graffiti Junction. What is Graffiti Junction?
I don't know.
It didn't sound right, but I also wasn't confident enough to say no.
Oh, this is a great song.
And James, the reason that you will love this so much is old Tevin Campbell, who did Eye to Eye.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking A. Goofy movie, baby.
Hell yeah.
I love it. All right, Drew.
All right, well, I'm going to go with one that's a little duet, too, and I'm going to go with The Girl Is Mine.
Oh, I like when they're talking in it, too.
And then let's go with Sign of the Times. And, oof, God.
I love Sign of the Times.
Two just smacking me in the face, and I don't know which to go with. They're both so good. But I think...
Which one's going to hug you tight at night?
I think... The one that's probably lesser, and that's saying something because it's still a huge song, but I'm gonna go with Man in the Mirror.
Oh fuck, great song. This song is fucking smooth as butter, son. Got this little PC on there, a little PMC.
Really just a waste of time because she's mine.
I wonder if anyone's ever called Paul McCartney PMC before.
Pretty gangster.
I mean, if I ever met Paul McCartney, I'd be like, what is a PMC? PMC in the hizzy.
PMC. You down with PMC?
Yeah, you know me.
Who down with PMC?
Every last homie.
If I met Paul McCartney, I'd be like Troy in the Community when LeVar Burton came on.
Dude.
Just like
I told him 1,000 times, I just wanted a picture.
Albert is the man forever.
Can't disappoint a picture.
Dude, God, I loved LeVar Burton back in the day so much. Butterfly in the sky. I can fly twice as high.
All right. I think
a look
is in a book.
Reading Rainbow.
I can fly anywhere.
I'm going to take Black or White.
Ooh, that's the one that's got the skit.
Yeah, the skit. Yeah. Then I'm going to go with...
And that's the one I remember having a huge video release for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that was the first time that they did that transformation thing with computer graphics. It was actually one of the first videos that had CGI in it. Mm. Yeah.
This one was huge, and then fucking Scream. That was a world premiere. That was insane.
Yeah.
The one with Janet.
Yep.
I'm also going to go with... I think it is. The Earth Song? That's the Free Willy song, right? Or is it not? What was the Free Willy song?
Well, Earth might have been, but...
I have it here. Will You Be There?
Okay, I'm still going to go Earth Song. And I'm going to play Earth Song so I can remember what it is.
Earth is really fucking good.
But I know it's really good. I know I love
it. You listen to it, you're like, oh, this song. No, not this song.
No, this is the one. Because he goes, I love that shit. Fuck. Michael Jackson, everybody. And then I'll do Red Corvette.
Oh, Little Red Corvette.
Little Red Corvette.
Little Red Corvette.
Oh, it's so good. Damn it. I just keep saying that same thing. It is.
It is.
It is.
All right.
Well, turn that off. Went four.
Hell it up, people.
I'm working on it here.
I got it.
Oh, well, I got it. I'm about to have it right here.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Let's see if we match up.
Yeah, I was going to say, make sure the math.
But the big thing is, so... We each picked 4 and 3, MJ and Prince. Just so happened, James and Andy picked 4 MJs to 3 Princes. Drew picked 4 Princes to 3 MJs. So pretty damn close in terms of that. But when you add up the points, let's see what James has.
So what were honor mentions? The honor mentions were half?
Half points, yeah.
So we got...
Ooh, I forgot to add that.
One... Is Sign of the Times, is that a Prince song?
Yes.
So that's a half, and then he got 2 in honorables. And then MJ got 1, 2 and a half. He got a 2.5 in honorables. 20, 30, 4.
Yeah. Like I said before, guys, this is the definitive answer. Who is better? You guys can stop arguing. Twitter. We're just going to slowly end Twitter arguments. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we can do that.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. It is so fucking close. If I counted right.
Andy's like, it's a blowout. What are you talking about?
I got different points than him.
Wait, you guys are doing the 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right?
Yeah. I got different points than him, though.
How? Am I wrong?
Well, I changed one of them while you were... going because you had Billie Jean P5, but really it was Billie Jean MJ5.
Well, I fixed it on the side here.
Oh, okay.
MJ had 10 on that round and Prince had 5, so that's right.
All right, let's go with yours then.
Dude, the score is 44.5 MJ, 44 Prince. Michael Jackson won by 0.5.
Fucking crazy.
That's fucking absolutely crazy.
So, Andy, what did you have?
I had a slightly higher difference for MJ.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Maybe I'm, I can just do this.
I had it 46.5 MJ and 42 Prince.
I'll just do the sum. I don't know why I didn't do that originally.
So I one of us could be wrong, but either way, it points to MJ.
Dude, I'm doing the sum right now on the spreadsheet.
I did it 40, a weird way, so you 40. Can't really look at mine.
Oh. The sum got exactly the same as I did with my with my brain.
We're going to go with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what did yours? What did you say yours was?
46.5 versus 42.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't even think adds up correctly.
Does it not? But does 88.5 add up correctly?
Hold on, I will tell you real quick.
Oh, I did get 88.5.
Oh, okay.
So there's somewhere where I've got it different than you do.
There's some discrepancy here.
Ooh. All right. So I have 14, 6, 10 MJ. 14, 6, 10. 4, 6, 2.
There's no
3.
2 there. That was the.
There's no 2.
The last, second to last round. Oh, that's where it is right there.
That's where you messed up because you put P2, it's MJ2.
Well, why didn't you change that? Because
I didn't see that one.
Just talking with you.
So, yeah.
2, 4.
So now,
okay,
now we're both right.
So Andy's is right.
Yep.
46.5 to 42. Boom.
Damn.
Fuck.
Still, that is ridiculously close.
That's very close, yeah.
Like I said, if you go like super, super deep, because Prince put out 40 fucking albums, he just put out way more music, right?
Yeah.
Whereas MJ was just like, I feel like he obviously had more like hits that went to the radio. And again, it's music you can kind of play more often because you can play it for literally everybody, every song. Whereas Prince, you got to skip a few songs for some people that can't handle some of the Prince sexuality, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
Prince is also like a mood setting music too, whereas Michael Jackson is just, yeah, it's like for any mood. Like Michael doesn't set the mood sets Michael. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shout out Kyle. If you remember, James, me and you, like anytime we'd take road trips, Kyle would just play like Michael Jackson the whole time.
Oh, dude, when we were kids, Dangerous was our, like, me and Kyle's favorite album. Like, that's all we fucking listened to. Fucking loved it so much.
Yep.
Yeah, big time.
You know, inaugural member of the Golden Eagle Club.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking A. He's been brought up enough.
You want to take us out with Golden Eagles?
Golden Eagles, we are the Golden Eagles. We have lots of fun. We play games and we sing songs, and we are the Golden Eagles Club.
Loves you, bitch.
Fucking Golden Eagles song.
Recording.